Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's already Thursday, the 18th day. The 18th day of March, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. A ton of vital news and information. You do not want to miss this show. More has come out on the Bohemian Grove. Of course, years ago, I was sent the 1986 to 1996 Annals of the Grove, published by the Bohemian Grove, the Skull and Bones occult offshoot in Northern California, where many presidents and prime ministers and CEOs attend. I snuck in and got video of the ritual. I talked about that yesterday. It's aired on national television. Well, now people have been going around online to rare bookstores and to eBay and other places and found more Bohemian Grove books for sale, one of them with a swastika on the cover. We know about the Nazi motif at Skull and Bones. I wasn't aware of it at Bohemian Grove, though they admit it was founded by a German death cult. So more on that coming up. Also, about 3 weeks ago, at PrisonPlanet.com, Henry McCow, who does a lot of great work on his website, sent us a story and some of the photos of a husband and wife who have sent us good RFID information in the past about how they were in a store and their wad of money made the store security go off. Now, we'd heard this before because there is the old-fashioned RFID magnetic strip in all money since 1998 above a $1 bill. There's nothing in the dollar bill that we know of, but fives and up, all the way up to 1,000, have the old strip, which they admit that they could scan, and the police had systems to identify large amounts of cash with it. We have the articles about that mainstream. People still couldn't believe it, even if, you know, as I pulled the strips out on television. Hold it up to the light, you can see the strip running through it, perpendicular, and pull it out if you like. Well, this family put a wad of 20s in the microwave, and they kind of started popping and catching on fire in the center of the bill. And so, Paul Joseph Watson's brother didn't have any dollars, but he had euros. And he put those in the microwave, and right in the middle of the euro, it popped and caught on fire, and we put those photos up on the site. They wanted to obviously keep their money, so they didn't let it burn completely up, but it popped and exploded right in the middle. Now Paul's trying to find a video camera so they can videotape this happening. Then I took 20s, put them in my home microwave. They just browned in the middle, right in Jackson's face. Then I put them in a more high-powered microwave, and they did indeed pop and start smoldering. And obviously I turned it off. I didn't want to do anything dangerous. So I got on there and said, hey, folks, this is really going on. About half the calls, half the emails we've gotten, and there's been hundreds, have said that they do pop and catch on fire. About half of the others say it doesn't happen or they just brown. It seems to be old microwaves that cause the reaction. Well, Declan McCullough, who writes for CNET News and a bunch of other big publications and has his own great website, he's been a guest on this show probably over 10 times, has the headline here in this story, RFID industry tries to debunk exploding $20 bill. And says the myth of the amazing exploding $20 bill. And I guess he's forwarding something put out by AIM North, an RFID manufacturer. So we'll read what they had to say. I don't know about AIM North, maybe great guys, but I do know that the other areas of the RFID industry have put out disinfo, have claimed Walmart wasn't tracking you, wasn't going to put it in the products, and they caught them doing it. I mean, hundreds of articles last year, this year, smart shelves with cameras that watch you and take photos of you and integrate it with the RFID. And so that's it. We're making huge sections. We just posted a little bit on PrisonPlanet.com. We're about to post something on InfoWars.com. I'm going to add more and just put it all together in one giant area. I mean, here's the new scientist. RFID chips watch grandma brush her teeth. I mean, that's the new scientist here. So we're just reporting what's going on. Stay with us.
record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in, and a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us. There's been a lot of new developments concerning the bombings in Spain. Even the CIA is having to now quietly come out publicly, but again, it's in the back of the newspaper, and say, okay, the supposed Al-Qaeda group we've been blaming, turns out it's not even a real group. Boston Globe yesterday said may not even exist. Now they're saying doesn't exist. Again, shadowy imaginary groups that take responsibility for the bombings, classic globalist MO. But first, in this first hour, I want to get into this new controversy. We post literally probably, 500 news stories a week on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. My wife's the webmaster for InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson does the work on PrisonPlanet.com. His brother also does some posting. And I'd say we've got about a 99% accuracy level. You know, the mainstream media tries to lie on purpose. We try to tell the truth. And when we're wrong about something, we're the first to admit it. But I don't believe we're wrong about this exploding, or popping, we should say, $20 bill story. And we're posting. We already have it all on the site. We're posting it all in one place. The articles about the U.S. government plan to put RFID in the money that they claimed 2 years ago. The articles about the EU saying they're going to put RFID in the money. The Japanese saying they're going to do it, already doing it. We're posting all of that because Henry McCall, 3 weeks ago, sends us an email and some photos because he knows we're into RFID. He's got a big website. He's a PhD in psychology up in Canada. And he says, yeah, I got sent these photos and this article about these exploding $20 bills. Well, my webmasters are over in England for Prison Planet, and then they stuck their pounds in the microwave, didn't pop, didn't catch on fire. So they go, well, we don't have any dollars, any new 20s. They had some dollars, they said, but no new 20s. You know, the new pink ones, the new pink and blue ones. Let's go ahead and stick in there some of these new euros we just got when we visited France. And within 3 seconds, they popped, fizzled, sparked, smoked, and burned little holes right in the middle, same spot the 20s do that. And so they posted that too. So I then said, I started getting emails, calls. I mean, day one we posted it. Millions of people were going to it. Thousands of prominent websites linking to it. It was the biggest story on the net after it had been up for about a week. For one day, after it had been up for a week, it suddenly became the biggest story on the net. That is, that one particular story got the most hits. They have websites that rank and track that. Just some little obscure article we posted. And some other sites, of course, posted it as well, but ours got all the attention. Sort of getting calls. Yeah, I put mine in. They sparked and popped. I put mine in. Nothing happened. I put mine in. It turned brown on his face, and I turned it off, you know, for fear of fire. And we're like, yeah, be careful, folks, when you're doing this. We don't recommend you do this. So it was about 50-50. But I would ask people on air and in emails, well, do you have a new low-power microwave? Yeah. Those that said they did catch on fire, do you have a high-powered old microwave? You know, the types that are at convenience stores that, you know, heat up your item in like 60 seconds, but the one at your house takes 5 minutes to do the same thing? Well, the high-powered ones, this happens, because I've tested it. And my little microwave at my house just turned brown in about 30 seconds. In an industrial microwave, that sucker started popping and smoking within 10 seconds. And the one that Watson's brother has started in 3 seconds, and they didn't want to lose their euro notes, so they turned it off. And I've said on air, you know, we don't know what's going on, but, and we're trying to find the news articles. I remember, I think it was Wired, or was it Scientific American? I can't remember, but there was an article about a year and a half ago about the new colored money coming out, which people didn't even believe, by the way, then, even though I had the Federal Reserve documents on it, and it showed, I think it was over 10 different security features. If somebody finds that, send it to tips at Infowars.com. We've been doing searches but ran out of time before showtime because I just learned of this Declan McCullough piece, or him forwarding what an RFID company said about us 30 minutes before I drove to the studio, so about probably about an hour ago. So, again, this is important because they say they're putting the RFID in. They say it's going on. They pointed out, quote, hidden security features, and in the same article said last year, about a year and a half ago, that there are other features that they won't tell us about. Then we read articles about how they want to put RFID in it. So we don't know. I just know I put them in one microwave, they turn brown, right in the center. Put another one, they catch on fire. Now that's what happened. And I said I was going to videotape, but I've been so busy I haven't. Now, obviously, I'm going to, but, you know, if somebody in Europe wants to, you know, videotape it and send us the video clip, we'll post it on our servers, on our dime, because Watson's brother has a video camera, but not one with a firewire in it, so we can, you know, get it into the computer. We need to, I guess somebody there in their area of England needs to get with them so we can videotape that there. They've got some more euros they'll put back in, because within seconds those babies go off. And the EU again said, what, 2 years ago that by, well, this year or next year they'd be putting them in, and lo and behold, what is in there? Very interesting. Now, coming up in about 15 minutes, we've got Catherine Albert coming on, who's got the No Cards website and the No RFID card site, and she's been attacked by the big RFID makers. She's gotten emails. It's been in the newspaper. It's come out where the RFID industry's been wanting to go after and smear her. And everything she said 2-3 years ago has now been in the mainstream news, that they plan to put RFIDs in all the products, track and trace us, that the Pentagon and Homeland Security are involved, that all of this is going on. And I point you to the New Scientist from yesterday, because she said this 3 years ago. I said this 3 years ago. Tex Mars wrote a book about this in 1996. articles published in 96, written in 95. Project Lucid, we carry it on the website. That baby's 8 years old now, and he laid out the official federal plans in that. So, you know, I'm tired of this. RFID chips watch grandma brush teeth. And I just want to ask AMI North, big RFID maker and others, is this not true either? You want to go after the new scientist? It says tiny computer chips that emit unique radio frequency IDs could be slapped on toothbrushes, chairs, and even toilet seats to monitor elderly people in their own homes. I've read articles a month ago about putting them in the pills. Data harvested from the RFID chips would reassure family and caregivers that an elderly person was taking care of themselves. For example, taking their medication, usual data patterns would provide an early warning that something was wrong. They say the kids have to thumb scan in thousands of school districts now for 5 years, and now to get on school buses, it's starting in Florida and New York, to, quote, track their activities, and are they not getting on the bus, or are they not eating proper food? Should CPS be called? It's all part of the two states, New York and New Mexico, about to pass laws. You've got to have a breathalyzer automatically in your car. All of us guilty and will prevent us. I mean, we've proven what we're talking about. I don't know about RFIDs. I know these bills catch on fire. Okay, and I know they said they're going to put them in them, and I know RFIDs explode in a microwave. So again, a group of Intel researchers demonstrated the technology to U.S. government officials in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. The event aimed to show how embedded wireless chips could help tackle the care problems created by the rapidly rising number of senior citizens. Such networks have already been deployed to monitor the environment and scan for empty parking lots. You hear that? This technology could enable people to age in their homes with greater dignity, safety, and independence. Yeah, right. Now we can have the new elderly CPS come grab them and euthanize them. And it goes on. As we live for longer, the proportion of the population that is elderly is growing quickly. As a result, the health system is facing a collapse. And it says probabilistic reasoning, whatever that means. Intel Solution, big computer company, chip country, company requires an elderly person to wear a glove embedded with an RFID reader the size of two AA batteries. The reader clocks any triggered object that the person touches and wirelessly transmits their unique ID to a central PC, which records it in real time. So there is that article, and it goes on and on and on and on about how wonderful it is. So again, Walmart, before there was heat on this 3 years ago in USA Today, said everything you buy will be tracked and traced. It'll be in all products. RFID industries have put out, pictorial representations and PowerPoint presentations showing the RFID at the factory, to the warehouse, to the store, to your home, to, of course, you guessed it, the landfill. By the way, Paul, post that, too, in the expose you're building on prisonplanet.com, and I know my wife's putting one together right now for Infowars.com as well. You need to integrate those two stories. And send your mainstream stories that you want to be added, folks, to tips at Infowars.com, or you can go to prisonplanet.com and go to the contact info and email Paul. Because I'm angry about this because, I need to read the press release of AIM North President Dan Mullen. We're going to try to get him on the show. And again, Declan McCullough, who I think is a good guy, he sent out their press releases and email. He writes for some of the biggest industry technology publications. Headline, RFID industry tries to debunk exploding $20 bill. That's Declan's headline. We're trying to get Declan on, too, right now. And we got Albert coming on here in about 10 minutes. And it says, the myth of the amazing exploding $20 bill. Now, that's the press release by Dan Mullen, President AIM. And it says, do $20 bills explode when placed in a microwave oven? Do they contain hidden radio frequency identification tags? Can the government track you through your cash? Well, they admit the old scanner strip in the money since 98 does that. We need to get that article, and we need to take their press release and make everything they say a hyperlink. That's how to deal with this. Every word. One website recently published an expose, and that's in quotes, about the supposed presence of RFID chip placed beneath Andrew Jackson's right eye on the new 20s bill. This site claims that microwaving bills will cause the RFID tag to explode and burn the bill, thus exposing the hidden tag. Microwaving an RFID tag will cause it to create some spectacular sparks and will cause it to pop. They go on to say that when they put one in a microwave, that indeed did happen, but without the $20 bill, just the chip. We'll be back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
We got to Catherine Albrecht, who's been falsely targeted by other sectors of the RFID industry before. We posted some of those news articles. Everything she's laid out has turned out to be very accurate. In fact, she's underestimated, in my opinion, the real scope of the RFID many, many times. So she's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. And again, if you just joined us 3 weeks ago, almost 4 weeks ago, we posted some photos of a man and woman who'd put their 20s in a microwave and watched them catch on fire and then pop and explode. And the question is, do those bills have RFID in them? The government has talked about doing this. We know they, quote, have some hidden security devices in it. The European Union has said they're doing it. We tested Euros ourselves. They did indeed pop in the very same spot instantly within 3 seconds and start burning. And so we're posting all of that. Well, it's already been posted, but we're posting it all in one spot. Some people put their 20s, their new 20s, in microwaves. It doesn't happen. And it happened for me in one microwave and not in the other one. So it seems to be the frequency of the microwave. But AIM, or AIM North, this big RFID company, came out and said, one website recently published an expose about the supposed presence of an RFID chip placed behind Andrew Jackson's right eye. We said, that, you know, is that where it's at? That's where the fire starts. On the new $20 bill, the site claims the microwaving bills will cause the RFID tag to explode and burn the bill. And by the way, the people discovered this because they just gone to an ATM, had a bunch of 20s, went through the security door, and it went off. And they figured out that when they took the money out and left it outside and came back in, that didn't happen. And again, the government admits the old strips in the money can be scanned and read by different devices they have. I mean, there is an old-fashioned RFID in money since 98. That's admitted. They continue, microwaving an RFID tag will cause it to create some spectacular sparks and will cause it to pop. They're quoting the website, the story the family wrote for us. As a result, some people have begun wrapping their cash in aluminum foil to foil reading of the RFID tag. In fact, placing a $20 bill in a microwave oven does not cause it to explode, burn, or affect it in any way. What is that, an old 20 or a new 20, buddy? In order to determine whether or not there was a security feature in the 20 bill that would cause this phenomenon, you don't make it clear. Did you put the new one in? AIM North America tested a new $20 bill in a microwave oven. After 1 minute on high, the bill was barely worn. Next, an RFID tag of the type used by commercial laundries was placed adjacent to Andrew Jackson's portrait on a new $20 bill and again placed in a microwave oven. After only 2 seconds, that's what we said, 3 seconds, folks. After only 2 seconds, funny you got the same result. After only 2 seconds, the antenna and the chip on the RFID tag began to, quote, fry. After 20 seconds, the destruction of the RFID tag did set the bill on fire. The area around Andrew Jackson's right eye, where the covert tag is supposed to be hidden, was entirely unaffected. The attack scans are the $20 bill that was tested. The burn area, the right of the portrait, remains on the laundry tag. Due to the power of the Internet, the source of the rumor, and PrisonPlanet.com, has been quoted internationally. At least one article based on this published in Flemish and on a Belgian website. Even a casual examination of the $20 bill will reveal that there is no hidden tag. It's got the old-fashioned strip, which is rated as an RFID in it. You are wrong. You are wrong right there. Holding the bill up to the bright light will expose any RFID chip or antenna. Exactly. Hold the new money up. It's got the old-fashioned strip in it, which is a primitive, scan-readable RFID. Boy, I tell you, you are just something else. So, for reliable information on RFID, please visit RFID.org. Yeah, the big industry mouthpiece. 1 month, we plan to track you with this. It'll be on all products. Next month, we never said that. You know, it's like Rumsfeld on the war or something. They're weapons of mass destruction. Well, I never said that, you know. So, my goodness. I mean, amazing. So, I don't know if all the 20s have it. I don't know if they're popping and exploding because of an RFID. People sent us the story. We posted it. It became the biggest story on the Internet. It built up for a week, one of the biggest, became the biggest for a day, and then went down from there. The point is, we posted it to have a debate about it. And the fact is, governments are saying they are putting it in and are planning to put it in a whole bunch of countries. I mean, New Scientist, you plan to put it in grandma's toothbrush to track her. They plan to make school children wear these for, quote, security, to be tracked by a GPS locator in the school that pings off the RFID and watches where they're at. I mean, we have these articles coming out of our ears, but the RFID industry will say one thing one day and something else later. I don't know about AIM. I don't even know who this group is. We'll find out from Catherine Albrecht coming up in the next segment. So please, help us counter this. Go to our websites, get both the press releases we put out on this with the links, and email it to everyone, post it on every website, every message board. Go absolutely insane. Fight back.
fight back!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
We've had Catherine Albrecht on the show many times. She's been interviewed by national television, international radio, newspapers. She's, of course, completing her doctorate there at Harvard. She started out many years ago exposing the fact that when you get discount cards at the grocery store, quote, discount cards, I mean, it's training you to get on the cards. I'll go to the grocery store, buy $200 worth of stuff,
and they go, it would have been $145 if you had the Randall's card.
You know, it's training you, and it's come out that a lot of the big grocery stores are selling the data, using it to tell what people are buying to actually boost prices overall. I mean, it's a bunch of statistical data analysis. And they all tried to deny it for years, and now it's all mainstream news and admitted. It's like I told you that OnStar, Echelon listens to you over the OnStar if they want to. Nobody believed it. Now they've lost lawsuits over it. I mean, the federal government has, and it's been all over the news. And you know, this stuff's incredible, but it's going on. Then she got into RFID. I got to tell you, Professor Tex Mars of Space and Aeronautics from UT, you know him as Pastor Tex Mars, went into the ministry 20 years ago. He wrote a book 8 years ago called Project Lucid, where he got the federal documents about how they plan to put RFID in all the products and track us and track children and old people and criminals, you know, the, quote, weakest members of society. Here it is today, 8 years later, New Scientist, RFID chips watch granny brush teeth for her safety, of course. And so Catherine Albrecht got into RFID. I mean, I remember 3 years ago, USC Today saying everything we do will be tracked and traced and cameras scanning our faces with the RFID and the government reviewing it and the stores reviewing it. And frankly, Catherine is so meticulous that, you know, I think she underestimates it many times, but she's been attacked by the RFID industry, different sectors of it. Coming up in 30 minutes, and I want to keep her on with him, we have a consultant for AIM North, big RFID company, Bert Moore, coming on the show. And Catherine, you're welcome to stay with us for that, because I want you guys to be able to have a discussion. They put out this press release. Now, again, just so you know, Catherine, as we haven't talked in a while, you researched this. We got sent a story from Henry McCall, PhD in Canada, people here in the U.S. The money made the alarms go off. We know the old strip is a primitive type scan, readable piece of filament oxide tape. That's in the new money, too. The Europeans have talked about putting it in the money. The Japanese, others are doing it. This is all happening. They put it in. It caught on fire, popped, exploded. My webmaster in England put it in the microwave. It popped in 3 seconds, just as AIM says RFIDs do. We posted that. I put it in one microwave, a little white one we've got that'll hardly heat anything, just turned it brown, put it in an industrial one, exploded in 3 seconds. I turned it off, didn't want to start a fire. So I have found this to be true. I don't know what's in there because it's so small we can't really even get at it. But we know they're putting it in shoes and clothes, and people have been caught, Gillette razors. Catherine Albrecht, tell us about your background, who you are, and what you think's really going on here. Catherine, are you there? Okay, great. We're getting her up on the air. I'm told that my board operator was talking to her. Let's go ahead and bring Catherine up, guys, now here on the show, please. I guess girls will talk, you know that. So they're having a little discussion right now. I'm not sure about what. But we'll go ahead and get her up here in just a second. Hey, Stephanie. Well, go ahead and bring her up. Catherine, thanks for being here.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Give us a little bit of background yourself, how you got into this, and what's going on with the RFID industry, and your whole take on this exploding 20 story.
Well, let's see. I'm Catherine Albrecht, the founder and director of Caspian. We're the folks who have been taking on the RFID industry for the last year and uncovered scandals around the world, everywhere from Walmart and Gillette and Tesco in England, and most recently we're behind the big protests over in Germany about this stuff. So
masses of people protesting, the grocery stores doing this, others doing this. Give us some of the big scandals that they tried to deny that later came out to be true.
Well, probably one of the most interesting ones was when Walmart installed what they call a smart shelf, which we actually call a spy shelf, in a store in Brockton, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. And what we found there was, I actually went out to the store. I had read about this and heard about it at industry conferences. I went out to the store, and sure enough, there was all the wiring and stuff hooked up to the shelf. So I took some pictures of it. And according to the documentation on the shelf, what it did is a customer would pick up a package of Mach 3 razor blades. A hidden camera on the shelf would take that customer's picture, actually an up-close mugshot of their face, on the assumption that everybody picking up razor blades must be a shoplifter. And then a second camera would actually take another hidden picture of the individual when they paid for the razor blades at the check stand. Now, we had found out that this was going on over in a chain in England, their biggest grocery chain over there called Tesco. There were protests, and they had to shut it down. And then when I found it here in Massachusetts, right here on our own soil, both Walmart and Gillette tried to deny the whole story.
Now, Catherine, before we go any further, this is key because you went to the industry conference in Chicago last year. You were there. They said they were going to do this. You then documented that they were. They tried to claim in the news that they weren't doing it, and then here you are catching them in the U.S. and in England doing it.
Correct. And what I did was I figured how could they possibly deny this? I mean, it's here plain as day. But just to be on the safe side, I bought a disposable camera at the Walmart and I took a few pictures of it. And later I was just astonished that Walmart had the nerve to say, you know, we don't have any kind of a shelf like that. And Gillette backed up their story and said, you know, we don't know what you're talking about. This is after Gillette initially admitted it and later came back and denied it. It was just, the whole thing was crazy. So I was able to take those photographs that I had taken and share them with actually a reporter from the Boston Globe. And he blew the story open, and so they at that point had egg on their face. And you know, after the absolutely crowning piece of this whole little story was that their response, once they were confronted with this evidence, was to say, oh, that shelf. Oh, that shelf. Oh, yeah, that shelf in the Brockton store. Well, we never plugged that in.
And that was in their press releases. That was in the news. So my point is, now I've got an RFID company aimed north. And, again, they could be right. We could be wrong. All I know is that Euros and certain new 20s really do this, and we'd like to know why. And what do you know about AIM North? And we've got Bert Moore, one of their consultants, coming on in the next hour. I hope you'll stay with us. I mean, what do you make of this?
Well, you know, there's definitely been a PR war going on, I think, for the last year over the RFID issue. AIM Global, I don't know if they've changed their name, but I know them as AIM Global.
AIM North office, and the company is AIM Global, yes.
Okay. Well, we've butted heads in the past. They have made some statements about our organization that were inaccurate, and we corrected those on our website at spychips.com. So I would definitely say that AIM Global is an organization that is very much pro-RFID. Their role, I guess, is to be a PR mouthpiece for the industry and to say positive things about RFID and to try to diffuse any kind of scandal or negative taint that comes over the industry.
Now, we've also got Michelin now for a year putting them in the tires.
Yeah, I think Michelin is probably, at this point, the most egregious offense happening right here in the United States, because all of the other trials have been stopped. We've pretty much routed them out of the retail stores.
I don't know. We're finding, I've opened package and little black dots dump out. I get emails every day of this stuff. There's articles all the time, Catherine.
Well, that's why we're pushing, Alex, for legislation that would require labeling. And we're trying to do that on a state-by-state basis.
And let's make it clear. They said they're going to put it. Walmart told the industries. They're the one in, what, 86 who finally got the barcode standardized. They're telling all of their suppliers, we want it. The Pentagon came out last year and said, if you're going to sell to us, you got to have it. Then they try to deny it. I mean, there's an industry a PowerPoint presentation that shows an image of it from at the factory to the warehouse to the store to your home to the landfill. And they still try to deny what they're doing, Catherine.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think that initially in those early phases when all this was happening behind closed doors and we consumers didn't even know that they were doing this research, they really did have a plan of putting this on everything fairly quickly, so that you know the items in your refrigerator would be beaming back information about themselves to for reordering.
Ma'am, you found the public document that they actually leaked out and became public, where they said that 78% of people don't like this, but we've got to, but they're passive, and we've just got to do it, and they'll just submit. I mean,
absolutely, it's really disgusting what they were writing back in those days. What has happened since, Alex, I think, is once they tried to go public with this, they met with so much public resistance because of that 78% majority, and that's a vast majority of people, who have, you know, time after time made it very clear to the industry that they do not want to be tracked through the products and services that they buy. So what they've done is, rather than retreat altogether, they've said, well, what we'll do in the next couple of years is we will make our focus on supply-side inventory control, moving things from warehouses and factories and back rooms, and the consumer will never even need to see these products, at least at the present moment. Now, if you dig a little deeper into their documentation, they absolutely have long-term plans to put these on every physical item.
And 3 years ago, they said by 2004, all Walmart products would have it. That was USA Today, but now they're behind schedule thanks to you and others.
Well, and what is going to happen? Walmart, Target recently issued a mandate, and so did Albertsons, one of the biggest grocery chains in America. They've all issued mandates now in recent months to their suppliers saying you must have them on your crates and pallets. And what that's doing is that is stimulating this RFID industry with billions of dollars of investment capital.
And that's creating the sales relationship between the RFID industry and the suppliers.
Yes, that's enormous. It definitely is doing that. And, in fact, one industry analyst suggested to me that for each of Walmart's top 100 suppliers to comply with that is going to cost between $200 and $250 million per company.
And so by Walmart and the Pentagon making their suppliers do this, It is building the infrastructure. Then you have the meeting last year with Ridge and the CEOs where the CEOs say, we want this for Homeland Security, so we have the link established. This is Big Brother.
Yes, and that actually is accurate. Director of Homeland Security Tom Ridge did meet with the directors of the Auto ID Center. We're not quite sure what they discussed in that meeting, but I think we can pretty much surmise that there are definitely Homeland Security interests.
Well, I had you on last year, and you said you actually got one of their documents. I'm going from memory here. My memory's pretty accurate, and that they were bringing it to Ridge, saying we want this to be sold as a Homeland Security measure.
Yeah, that was actually Larry Kellum of Procter & Gamble. He's no longer with the company. But his comment at an industry conference I attended, when someone asked him, what will it take for this technology to really take off? And he said, what it'll take is for Homeland Security to say that this is the step we must take to protect the food supply.
What is the Babylon system? You said that they went, at the meeting, there was lots of weird names, weird biblical names, and then they brought up the Babylon system.
Yeah, you know, Alex, to be honest with you, it's been about a year since that one, and that's not one that I have pursued. But there definitely was talk about the Holy Grail, and they had deputized evangelists at one of these events that would go out and talk about the benefits of RFID to business executives. So there definitely has been quite a bit of, I think, kind of strange strange religious terminology with regard to this. One thing I think is fairly certain, though, is that billions of dollars stand to be made from this technology, and to the extent that they can get consumers to accept it or perhaps have it slipped into their environment and not be aware of it, I think that obviously there's money to be made by doing that. What we're pushing for is saying that right now we run a very serious risk, and Alex, I'm sure you get a lot of these packages in the mail from people who say, I shopped at my local Target and I think there's an RFID tag on my DVD that I bought, or, you know, this tag was in the pocket of the new pants that I bought. And so people mail us these things. And the problem is that there's really no way for the average consumer to know, is that an RFID tag? If so, what is its read range? How far away can it be read? Who put it there?
There needs to be labeling.
We must have that. That is the absolute crucial beginning point. Because
well, I want to get back just briefly to these to RFIDs and the money. Now, when they came out with the new 20s last year, there were news articles showing all the new security measures, anti-counterfeiting measures, and they had different areas. And then they also mentioned there are several classified security measures that we won't tell you about in the money. And all I know is we got this story sent to us by listeners. We stuck euros, because, again, my webmaster in England over there stuck euros in right in the middle. It popped in 3 seconds, started burning. We have those photos up. I stuck money in one microwave it browned, and another it popped and caught on fire. And again, I don't have a scientific lab. I don't know. But my old 20s don't do this, Catherine, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, and I'm afraid to say join the club, because I think most people looking into this $20 bill story have said, well, as far as I'm concerned, I haven't seen any real definitive evidence that there is RFID in the current $20 bills. So I'm a person, I really do need to see that absolutely irrefutable evidence.
But you have seen the government, Catherine, you have seen the government statements where they have said that the euro plans to put them in, that there's plans to do it in other countries, that some other nations are moving to do this.
Right, and I think that's what brings us to the more important question. And the important question is, would it be appropriate or would it be inappropriate to put RFID tracking devices that could identify...
Well, the EU said they're doing it. The EU said they're doing it, going to do it, a year ago, and now the EU dollar pops. And then I noticed when AIM put out this press release, the RFID maker, they said, oh, we put an RFID in, and in 2.5 seconds, you know, it did pop. But the 20 didn't. They don't say if it's a new 20 or an old 20. So,
well, and obviously you'll have to talk to AIM about exactly how they conducted their experiments. What I can say, and I think the bigger issue here, is that the government of Japan has stated that it will, not might, but will be putting RFID tracking devices into high currency yen notes.
And I think that already started, by the way.
Perhaps on an experimental level. I think they were within the next year to have that completed. That's a very serious issue, because if you do put an RFID device into currency, even if the read range is short, even if the read range is a couple of centimeters, which is what you're likely to see with that technology, what it brings up is the possibility that that cash will no longer be anonymous. So now imagine you go into your bank or your ATM and you pull out, a bunch of, I'll say this in American currency, you pull out a bunch of $20 bills. If they were tagged with RFID, it would be possible to capture those tag numbers and link them to your identity.
And that'll track the history of that money. Now, let me bring this up for you, a key piece of research. You can use your LexisNexis for it. And I need to find this. I covered it many times on the air. back in 98, we're now talking 6 years ago, hard to believe, the Federal Reserve Policy Board of Virginia said that they could already use the magnetic strip that was already being put in the money starting in 98, that long strip you can pull out, to scan at the bank and at stores the history of the transactions, and then if you didn't keep the money in the bank, they could then devalue it over a year. Now, that's the Federal Reserve. Number one, were you aware of that? And number two, that is a form of tracking right there.
Right. And actually, I would be happy to pull up the documentation on that, which I have myself, and I've actually written on that and put it in some PowerPoint presentations that I've done. It never was adopted, but it was proposed by a high-ranking official of the Federal Reserve. It was called the carry tax, I believe. And the notion here was that the cash itself would decline in value the longer you held on to it. And it was a measure to discourage people from hoarding cash or holding on to
cash.
But
also they said they could track the history of the money. Did you see that part?
Well, this was all theoretical, though, Alex. That's the important piece. They had not yet actually done it.
But that's what the strip is able to do.
Well, that was the point of this guy's proposal, but it did not link into any real...
Okay, that's key. Stay right there, Catherine. This is riveting. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, my friends, we've got Bert Moore, a consultant for AIM Global, this RFID technology company, coming on, and Catherine Ulbricht will be on with us. And so this is going to be very, very interesting coming up in the next hour. Then we will also take your calls. I know you've all been patient. Before we go back to Catherine Ulbricht, just briefly, I've made 10 full-length feature documentary films that cover the police state, both, you know, physical with the police and the prisons and the RFID and the tracking cameras and the biometrics going in, you know, all over the grocery stores, the theme parks. It's happening everywhere. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. In the 2-hour, 44-minute film, we spent about 20 minutes on RFID. I mean, you get a full education across the board with this film. $25.95, it's really three or four films in one. Get three or more of any of them of the 10 videos I've made. They drop down to $20 a piece. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the videos or the books or the T-shirts, the pro-gun T-shirts, all the great stuff we carry, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And another note here. You need to get behind Catherine Albrecht and go to her website, Spy Chips. We'll tell you the website in a second. You need to get her articles. Email them out to everybody. Most importantly, get our counter response to AIM Global get it and email it, post it, get it out to everyone. We're posting that right now on both the websites, PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But back to getting the videos. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. This is the new tracking grid. This is the new system. The Defense Department, Walmart, Homeland Security in bed together. We've got to stop this. Going back to Catherine Albrecht, Catherine, fire out those websites for people that want to learn more.
Yeah, our RFID website is online at spychips.com. You can see pictures of RFID devices. You can get kind of an update on the quiet war we've been waging, the recent protests over in Germany. All of our activities are online at spychips.com. There's also a place on there where you can sign up. You can join our organization free of charge. You can sign up for our newsletter, and we would love to have your support. We have now members, and I'm proud to report, in over 30 countries around the world and in all 50 states in the United States.
Well, that is very, very exciting. We've got Bert Moore. Do you know who he is?
Hi, Bert.
Well, I mean, he's not here yet. He's coming up. I mean, do you know who Bert is?
Yeah, well, I certainly am familiar with AIM Global, and I think I've spoken to several members of their staff. I think Bert and I have corresponded via email in the past.
Yeah, well, we'll be talking to them. What are some of the questions we should ask Mr. Moore?
Well, I think that the bigger question on the story that they've circulated today, which essentially dismisses out of hand the idea that a $20 bill might contain RFID.
When the government's saying they're planning to do it.
Well, our government hasn't come out specifically to say that.
Well, the Japanese and the EU, and yeah, actually you may have missed it. I've seen our government discuss it.
Absolutely. So I think that's the bigger question why should we have to go through all of this rigmarole to determine whether or not there is?
Well, why are we weird to ask the question? You know, why are we bad when they're saying this is the plan? Why are we weird to be paranoid about it?
I would absolutely agree with you, Alex, because there has been quite a bit of discussion about putting these RFID devices into everything. And so I think the bigger question is, you know, what responsibility does the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve Bank and the folks involved in our currency have to let us know what they're doing? And why is it that we as citizens don't feel comfortable to simply go directly to the horse's mouth and say, hey, are you doing it or not? And, you know, what does that say about their trust of the public that they probably wouldn't tell us if and when they got to the point of action?
All right, spychips.com. Catherine, stay there. The second hour is straight ahead. We'll be talking to one of the consultants, one of the mouthpieces for AIM Global.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.